Good morning, 11:15 on this Friday morning. You're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show. This is Vectis Radio. We kicked off this hour with ELO and Rock and Roll is King. It certainly is. And in the studio with me this morning, I'm delighted and pleased to welcome Lizzie Martin. And a very good morning to you, Lizzie.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you so much for inviting me in.
Not at all. You're very welcome. Now, you are Carer Development Lead here at the Riverside Centre on the island.
I am.
I got that right. Good.
Yeah, just about. We're based at the Riverside Centre, but I actually work for Carers Isle of Wight, that is a separate charity to Riverside.
Oh, I see. Okay, fine. Thank you for clarifying that. And can we just also clarify, because I was under the impression that we were a branch of Carers UK, but I understand that changed last year.
Well, you're right, we were. We were a branch of Carers UK for many, many years, mm-hmm. and the island first branch came out in 1985, all those years ago. However, last year, Carers UK National decided that actually what they wanted to do was concentrate on raising the profile of issues that carers face every day with the government. And so they helped support smaller groups around the country mm-hmm. to set up and become charities of their own right, or for some, unfortunately, to close.
Really?
Yeah.
But where would you place the Isle of Wight carers organisation on this? I mean, it's a vital service, as I've been mentioning in trailing you coming in today. But I mean, it's a vital service, particularly here on the island. I mean, are we in a good place as far as carers go on the island?
We are, in regards of our own charity. We're a charity of our own right now, mm-hmm. And very much needed on the island.
Yeah, I was going to say
right
a particular
say.
Need. Yeah,
absolutely, Andy. And there's going to be a growing demand. Mm. I mean, currently at the last census, there are over 16,000 carers registered, who registered themselves as carers.
And that's probably not the total number, is it?
Absolutely, because actually a lot of us don't recognise ourselves as carers, well, because we normally help our partner, our mother, our sister, because that's what we do as families.
I mean, you using the word carers, and a lot of people think, oh, I mean, who are these carers? But as you rightly point out, I mean, they're us. Unpaid adult carers of adults, friends or family, are by the tens of thousands here on the island, because of the structure and the demographic of the population, I guess, to a large extent, making it a sort of top heavy, if you like, in terms of that age profile. But we are all carers in one way or another. Some a great deal more so, obviously, and those are the ones that you provide advice, support and guidance for.
I mean, we provide information, advice, support and some services now, and that's the joy of becoming a charity on our own right.
Yeah, of course.
To any carer of adults who are over the age of 18. I mean, currently there are only just over 1,000 carers who currently receive help from social services. So that's a huge number. And a lot of people don't recognise themselves as carers because they recognise it as their role, as their job, as a husband and wife.
Can you elaborate, expand on that a little for me, Lizzie? Because as you're pointing out, and a lot of people just don't even acknowledge that they are one of these carers because they just feel it's their duty almost to care for elderly members of the family. I mean, how would you define a carer?
Anyone who's helping someone who's without that help, they wouldn't be able to manage that particular task. Mm. And it can be quite small for some people. It can be quite massive. And did you know, actually, a carer providing, say, 35 hours, that sounds quite a lot, doesn't it? But if you think of it every day, at home, every day, 35 hours isn't very much when you consider what someone might need help with.
Sure.
If they're providing that amount of care, they actually save the government over £18,000 a year.
Really?
They do. So we need to be carer aware, and we need to support our carers because we know what the cutbacks and the council and everything about saving money. Mm. And there will be a consultation due soon, actually in March, about the sitting service that's currently given to carers who offer support to their loved one. And they get free 2 hours a week.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't see what those 2 hours do, because actually, if you're stuck caring for someone and you're unable to leave them alone,
and important.
You're doing all the hard work from washing, dressing, right through 24 hours a day, often your nights are disturbed, you're helping washing, dressing, cooking, you're doing all the organising, all the shopping, all the household bills, everything. Mm-hmm. So you may have had a reversal in role and had to learn whole range of new skills. And can you imagine just trying to go shopping with someone who maybe have dementia.
Yeah.
How difficult that can be. So shopping is an essential, and it's very easy for people to say do it online, but actually not everyone can do
not
it online.
Can, no.
And not everyone wants to do it online.
So a lot of these carers, as you've already alluded to, don't even recognise themselves as carers.
No.
They just feel that it's their responsibility to do it. And I'm asking this question simply because I don't know the answer, and I'm sure other people as well who are not in this position may not be aware. But I mean, I'm sure that a lot of these carers are kind of almost resistant to any kind of support, and it's difficult to reach out to them sometimes because they almost feel, well, ashamed of taking any. I mean, it's my responsibility to take care of my elderly parent.
You're right, India. And we do tend to think it's my job to take care of my husband or my mother, and I should be doing that. And often we don't get to hear about carers, and social services often don't get to hear about carers in distress until they hit a crisis point.
Right.
And actually what we should be looking at is prevention rather than getting to that crisis point where people need lots of services coming in. So that's where we support people on the island who are carers in a variety of ways.
Well, that's why I think it's so important that this service is lauded and trumpeted from the hills, because that's why we're here, and that's why it's a pleasure to have you in and to talk about this, because I'm sure a lot of people listening are either in the position of being carers, recognising it or not in themselves, but they may also recognise now or know someone who is a carer who doesn't acknowledge or recognise that they're actually fulfilling that role, and they may not be aware of this wonderful support network that you provide. And it's important that people are, as you've just mentioned, because if you're just firefighting when you get to crisis point, that's all well and good and marvellous that you're able to step in and provide some support, but the key is really, as you say, prevention. And how would you recommend that people treat their role in terms of feeling open and able to come to you and say, look, I provide this support for my husband, wife, mother, father. What should I be doing? What services can I tap into?
Well, I think knowledge is key in all situations. And actually, if you have the knowledge of what support and information is available to you, should you need it, and you may not need it, but
sure,
if you know about if that knowledge,
aware, yeah,
if you're aware of what's out there, of what you can ask for and what help, that is key to helping you sustain your role. And actually, you made a point earlier about people being concerned about telling people that, you know, someone may have to go into a care home. Actually, most authorities want people to stay at home, and everything today is about helping you look after yourself at home and have the best quality of life. And so if you can come to us, we've got a website and we've got a phone number, 533173. Ring us up and we can give you that information that will help you with your role and the services that are available should you need them.
Well, I think what we'll do, if we may, Lizzie, because you've mentioned the services and the range, and I know there's a huge range of services you provide, and we will be providing contact details. So what we're going to do is go to another piece of music now, and we'll come back to you, Lizzie, and perhaps talk about that important range of services that are available in more detail, and also, of course, remind people of the contact details so they can get in touch with you, which is vitally important that they do, so that they can be, and that word, that key word, be aware of the fact that you exist and what you can provide. So we'll be back to Lizzie and chat some more about those services in just a moment. We're going to go for a classic, one of my favourite bands from the 60s, the Turtles, She'd Rather Be With Me.